You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, February 18, 2025. Shine on, you crazy Diamondback. The Permian-focused E&P expands again through M&A. Published by Housley Carr. We defy you to name an oil and gas producer that's been on the buying side of more $1 billion plus M&A than Permian pure play Diamondback Energy, which announced February 18th it had agreed to purchase a chunk of Midland Basin assets from Double Eagle 4, one of the Permian's largest privately held producers, for just under $4.1 billion. You'd be equally hard-pressed to find a team that's assembled and flipped more Permian acreage and production than the folks at Double Eagle. In today's RBN blog, we discuss the newly announced Diamondback Double Eagle 4 deal and what it gives Diamondback, the fourth largest producer in the Permian after ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Occidental Petroleum. Travis Stice, who has served as the company's CEO for the past 13 years and chairman for the past three, has said that M&A is as fundamental to Diamondback Energy as the air we breathe. No argument there, as evidenced by the E&P's seemingly insatiable appetite for top-tier Permian acreage and oil-focused production. Midland-based Diamondback started a long string of multi-billion dollar deals in 2017 when it bought assets from Brigham Resources for $2.55 billion. The E&P followed that up in 2018 with agreements to acquire Ajax Resources for $1.25 billion and Energen for a whopping $9.2 billion, thereby increasing Diamondback's Permian production by 75% and more than doubling its proved reserves. In the months after COVID hit in early 2020, the company bought QEP Resources and Guidon Energy for a total of $3 billion, and in 2022 it shelled out $1.6 billion for Firebird Energy and $1.5 billion for Lario Petroleum. You'd think that after seven deals totaling more than $19 billion that Diamondback might have finally had its fill. After all, over just a few years it had rocketed to number five on the list of publicly held Permian producers, and one of the biggest E&Ps in the U.S. for that matter. But the company was really only getting started. As we discussed in You Belong With Me, Diamondback announced last February that it had entered into its biggest deal ever, a $26 billion stock and cash agreement to acquire privately held Endeavor Energy Resources. The transformational transaction, which closed in September, doubled Diamondback's net acreage in the Midland to 694,000, increased its total Permian acreage by 70% to 838,000, and helped Diamondback boost its production by more than 90% year over year, from 463,000 BOE per day in Q4 2023 to an estimated 870,000 BOE per day in Q4 2024. Now, all of that is just a prelude to Diamondback's latest deal, a definitive purchase agreement for selected assets of Double Eagle 4. Before we discuss what Diamondback is buying, we should take a minute to review Double Eagle's own story, which you could argue is every bit as impressive. Double Eagle 1, the brainchild of co-CEOs Cody Campbell and John Sellers, was formed in 2013 with backing from Apollo Global Management. It quickly assembled and sold off in 2014, a set of non-operating oil and gas production assets in the SCOOP/STACK play in central Oklahoma. The same team's second act, Double Eagle 2, was considerably larger in scope and focused on the Permian, or, more specifically, the Midland. In 2017, Parsley Energy bought Double Eagle 2's assets, 71,000 net acres and 4,000 BOE per day of production, for $2.8 billion, half cash and half stock. Soon after the Parsley Energy deal closed, the Campbell Sellers and Apollo team formed, you guessed it, Double Eagle 3, which in 2018 was renamed Double Point Energy when the team was joined by other investors, including Magnetar Capital and Four Point Permian, latter of which was formed by Quantum Energy Partners, Four Point Energy, and others. At that time, Double Point Energy had 70,000 acres in the oil-rich, multi-pay zones in the core of the Midland in West Texas's Midland, Glasscock, Martin, Howard, Upton, and Reagan counties. In May 2021, Pioneer Natural Resources acquired Double Point and its by then 97,000 acres and nearly 100,000 BOE per day of production for $6.4 billion. Pioneer had acquired Parsley Energy a few months earlier for $4.5 billion. The two deals set the stage for the $64.5 billion acquisition of Pioneer itself by ExxonMobil, which closed last May. See our blog called Take Me to the Top. Then, finally, came Double Eagle 4, which was formed in June 2022 to, once again, pursue oil and gas development opportunities in the Permian. This time the company was backed primarily by NCAP Investments with minority investments from Apollo, Magnetar and others. Over the past 2+ years, Double Eagle 4 has assembled one of the largest privately held sets of acreage in the Midland Basin, reportedly about 55,000 acres. You may want to take a look at Figure 2 in today's blog on the website, which shows the roughly 40,000 acres of Double Eagle 4's holdings that Diamondback has agreed to buy under the $4.1 billion deal the company's just announced. Currently, that acreage produces 27,000 BOE per day, 69% of its oil. Diamondback and Double Eagle haven't said, but presumably either Diamondback determined that it wanted most, but not all, of Double Eagle's holdings or Double Eagle wanted to hold on to the balance, mostly developed acreage in Reagan County, perhaps with plans to sell that to someone else. In any case, as part of the deal, under which Diamondback will give Double Eagle 4's owners $3 billion in cash and 6.9 million shares, the companies also agreed to accelerate development on a portion of Diamondback's non-core Southern Midland Basin acreage. As Diamondback explained, this acceleration is expected to bring forward net asset value to Diamondback by developing Diamondback's lower quality acreage at a faster pace than current expectations. As a result, Diamondback expects significant free cash flow growth in 2026 and beyond with minimal capital deployment through this accelerated development plan. The companies made several other points in their announcement. Among other things, Diamondback said that 68% of the acreage to be acquired is undeveloped, with an estimated 407 gross and 342 net horizontal locations in primary development targets with an average lateral length of more than 11,000 feet. The company also said that with the acquisition, which is expected to close April 1st, Diamondback expects its 2025 capital spending to increase by about $200 million, to a range of $4.3 billion to $4.6 billion. Diamondback Stice called Double Eagle 4 the most attractive asset remaining in the Midland Basin, adding that the largely undeveloped asset adds high-quality inventory that immediately competes for capital. Additionally, we see value uplift to our existing inventory as acreage overlap allows for meaningful lateral length extensions and infrastructure synergies. He noted, finally, that while Diamondback will be adding a small amount of leverage to complete this trade, we are confident that we can quickly reduce debt both naturally through our consistent and growing free cash flow and the company's commitment to sell at least $1.5 billion of non-core assets and reduce its net debt to $10 billion. It seems likely that, with Diamondback's traditional focus on the Midland Basin, the company may seek to divest more of what it owns in the Delaware Basin. As we said a couple of months ago in It's Not Over, Diamondback in November announced an asset swap under which it gave privately held TRP Energy 33,000 net acres, 9,000 barrels per day of estimated 2025 oil production and 95 gross well locations in the Delaware plus $238 million in cash for about 15,000 acres, 11,000 barrels per day of oil production, 55 gross locations, and 18 drilled but uncompleted wells in the Midland. To sum up, the newly announced deal between Diamondback and Double Eagle 4 is about as logical and, in many ways, unsurprising as M&A can be. Diamondback admittedly lives and breathes Midland Basin acquisitions, and the powers that be at Double Eagle understand Permian acreage acquisition and production growth as well as any in the industry. However, the transaction raises a couple of questions. With so many deals in the Permian already done, how many more of this size could we see, and will there be a discernible shift in focus between the Midland and the Delaware? Shine on You Crazy Diamond was written by David Gilmour, Roger Waters and Richard Wright and appears in two parts, as the first song on side one and the third song on side two of Pink Floyd's ninth studio album, Wish You Were Here. The song is a nine-part compositional tribute to Pink Floyd founding member Syd Barrett, who had left the band 7 years earlier to do mental issues brought on by severe overuse of the drug LSD. The song was originally slated to occupy one side of the LP but was instead split into two parts to bookend the album. As the band was recording vocals for the song, a large, bald-headed man came into the studio, sat down and began doing odd things like brushing his teeth. After a while, the band realized the man was Syd Barrett, whom no one had seen for a couple of years. Pink Floyd keyboardist Richard Wright said, "For him to show up the day we start putting vocals on a song about him, very strange." When someone asked Barrett what he thought about the song about him, he replied, "It sounded a bit old." The band never saw him again after that day. Personnel on the record were Roger Waters, lead vocal, bass, guitar, glass harp, David Gilmour, lead guitars, pedal steel guitar, bass, synthesizer, glass harp, backing vocals, Richard Wright, keyboards, glass harp, backing vocals, Nick Mason, drums, percussion, Dick Perry, tenor, baritone saxophones, and Carlena Williams. Vanetta Fields backing vocals. Wish You Were Here was recorded between January and July 1975 at EMI Studios, Abbey Road, in London, and produced by Pink Floyd. Released in September 1975, it went to number one on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 6X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. David Gilmour and Richard Wright have cited the album as their favorite work of Pink Floyd. One single, Have a Cigar, was released from the LP. Pink Floyd is an English rock band formed in London in 1965 by Syd Barrett, lead vocals, guitar, Roger Waters, bass, vocals, Richard Wright, keyboards, vocals, and Nick Mason, drums, percussion. They were one of the first British psychedelic bands and evolved into one of the leading progenitors of the progressive rock genre. Guitarist David Gilmour joined the group in 1967 and founding member Syd Barrett left the group in 1968. Barrett's compositions defined the band's sound in its early days. Their first two hit singles, Arnold Lane and See Emily Play, were penned by Barrett. Pink Floyd has released 15 studio albums, 6 live albums, 12 compilation albums, 3 EPs and 27 singles, and have sold more than 250 million records worldwide. They have won 4 Grammy Awards, 2 Ivor Novello Awards, and a Polar Music Award. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Both Roger Waters and David Gilmour have stated that they have no interest in reuniting Pink Floyd. They, along with founding member Nick Mason, have gone on to successful solo careers. Founding member Syd Barrett died in London in July 2006 at the age of 60. Founding member Richard Wright died in London in September 2008 at the age of 65. As a side note, Syd Barrett's two 1970 solo albums, A Madcap Lass and Barrett, are worth seeking out and giving a listen.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.